God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Truth About Temptation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, this evening in the Holy Scriptures to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews the 4th chapter. We're also going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 2, so you're close by. We'll just turn from one to the other. Hebrews 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Is he a great high priest? Just the greatest great high priest there ever was and ever will be, that is passed into the heavens. Who is he?
Jesus,
the Son of God. Because we have such an one representing us, being our high priest, let us hold fast our profession. Now you could just stop right here and teach for the next 3 months on confession. Couldn't you? Because what is he working with as our high priest? And having made such a tremendous statement, you know, you got such this wonderful high priest, and the very next thing he says, in light of that, hold fast to your confession. Should we watch what comes out of our mouth? Should we see to it that we speak the truth only, the word only over ourselves, and give him something to work with in our lives, something to represent us with at the right hand of majesty? Verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You know, we ought never say nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows what it feels like to be me. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. I'm reading right here in the Bible where we have a great high priest who has been and is and can be touched with any feeling and all feelings, because he was tempted in all points. The NIV says in every way he was tempted. The NAS says in all things. The English, in every respect he was tempted, just like us. Do you believe Jesus was tempted in every way that you've ever been tempted?
Yes, sir.
And in ways you haven't been tempted?
Yes.
But there's no man or no woman that has ever lived or ever will live that'll be tempted to do something that he was not tempted. Nobody can ever say, well, you don't know what I'm going through, Lord. You don't know how I was tempted. He does know. He was. Not only did he experience the same temptations in every way, in all things, in every respect, but he overcame every one of them, did not yield to any one of them, proving it can be done. Now, lest you stop right there and going, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that's Jesus. Read the next verse. Come on, read the next verse. It didn't say, so in light of that, be amazed and impressed with Jesus. We should be impressed with him. But what should we get out of this? Read the next verse. What does it say? Let us therefore. Now therefore, what's it there for? It connects the previous thing he said with it. What? Because he has been tempted in every area, every way, every respect, just like us, we are to come boldly to the throne of grace and do what? Obtain mercy and get grace to help in the time of need. Now keep it in context. What kind of time of need? Being tempted. Now when you say tempted, so many times people think, you know, tempted for immorality. Well, that's just one area. You can be tempted to doubt. Tempted to worry. Tempted to fear. Right? Tempted to be lazy. There's all kind of temptations. But here's the good news. He was tempted in every one of them and overcame every temptation in every area and is sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, completely victorious over every sin, every temptation. And he's there for you. And he's there for me, ready to help us. Give us grace, give us mercy in any and every temptation we will ever experience. Now friend, that's worth shouting about. I'm telling you, that is good news. What's the good news? Because He made it, with His help, we can make it. Because He overcame every temptation, with His help, we can overcome every temptation. Now, a lot of folks don't believe that. They just don't. A lot of preachers, a lot of Christians do not believe that last statement I made. They believe we're just old sinners saved by grace. But the emphasis is on the old sinners. And that we all sin every day, and it's our nature, and nobody could make it through a morning without sinning. Now, this is preached. This is taught all over the place. But it's a lie. I said it's a lie. It's a lie. It's possible for you to go all day and night and not sin. It's possible for you to go all week and not sin. Come on, somebody help me out now. It's possible to go the whole month of May and not sin one time. Now see, when you say that, people look at you like, no, but listen to me. Jesus went His whole life. Yeah, but that's Jesus. No, He didn't do it as God. He did it as a man. Showing us it could be done. And showing us how to do it. Not only that, He conquered sin and death and hell and the grave and rose triumphantly over all of it and is sitting down at the right hand of majesty at the right hand ready to help us do it. He's given us His name. He's given us the greater one, the Holy Spirit. He's sitting there representing us, ready to work with our confession. He's ready for us to come and ask for help in our time of need and Him give us grace and give us mercy and get us through it. Amen. Said out loud,
we don't
have to
sin.
Said out loud,
I don't
have to
sin.
Ever.
Ever.
I don't have to sin. Now, you have sinned. And I have sinned. But every time we did, we could have done differently. Every time you and I missed it in the past, we could have resisted the temptation and not given in and not fallen. Every one of us? Every time. Now, if we couldn't have, then it's not our fault. And we're not responsible. And we shouldn't be held accountable, and we shouldn't be required to repent because we couldn't help it. But the fact that we are required to confess our sin and to repent and ask for forgiveness means we could have done differently. We just failed to. Say it one more time. I don't have to
sin.
Now let's quote some scripture over. So I mean, we've read this before in Romans 6, but let's proclaim it again. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I'm free from sin. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Free me. Free from the law of sin and death. Isn't that what that's talking about? All through there? That third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth chapters of Romans? That's what he's talking about all through there. Jesus has done all that is needed and all that is necessary for you and I to live a victorious life over all sin. Now let's go further into this tonight. Can you believe with me for a while and let's delve into this? We didn't read Hebrews 2, but you know it goes into talking about he was made just like us, and Hebrews 4 said he was tempted just like us in all areas. Go with me over to Romans 7. We were talking about these places. Let's look at them briefly. Romans 7. I was talking to somebody last Friday night after the service, and I said, you know, if you advertised and said, we're having a seminar on temptation and sin, everybody come. Well, it's one of those subjects, it's one of those things that people think, when are we having the prosperity seminar? When are we going to have the faith seminar? When are we going to have the healing seminar? You know, our marriage meeting. We've had wonderful meetings, but we've had a lot of our own people not come. And a lot of people from other places not come. And I think there's this mentality that if you come, some way or another, it's an admission that your marriage needs help. Well, let me just go ahead and break the ice. Your marriage does need help. Every marriage in here needs help. Now we got that out of the way, you can just come right on. But there's, you understand what I'm saying? There's wrong thinking. People think, oh, that won't be fun. That won't be, you know. And sometimes people know they got problems and they just want to pretend they don't. They want to ignore them and not deal with them. But that's not how life gets better. And the same thing with this. People in the church, now you know it as well as I, but I mean people are falling in gross sin in churches all over the country, all over the world, not two or three here and there. People are just falling every day. And yet, people act like we don't need to talk about temptation and sin. Well, we do. But we need to do it in faith. Somebody say, no condemnation. Getting free.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Temptation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-903F. That's R-903F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.